I think it's a woman. Is it? I thought it was a woman. Did they say anything yet? All right. Has anything happened yet?
No, nothing at all.
I've come out of like...
I just woke up.
I just woke up. I came out of like hibernation, and I'm extremely hyper. Like, all of a sudden, I'm just like, did anything happen? Have we said anything? Is there an article in front of me? What time is it? Where is my cat? Rant.
Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Humber.
And we are the S&M...
Rand,
I would totally go in for, like, being a sexual hitman.
It's like, I got nothing. If someone hasn't heard the show before, what the fuck do we do here?
The show's about fucking morons that deserve ridicule, and we are the ones to provide said ridicule.
Excellent. And we call someone hilarious afterwards, after we discuss the articles.
That's true.
And then they tell us what they think and who the fucked art of the week is.
Exactly. And then those two votes from us and the votes from the people that come in.
We really don't even
combine,
vote.
Well, that's true. We kind of just go.
We kind of defer.
It depends on how incredibly grossed out we are. I think that's really where, or just
we're
dumbfounded.
Incensed. Yeah.
Or incensed. Yeah, that's true. We get incensed a lot because, you know, some of these people you just wonder.
What's wrong?
How they put their clothes on.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Although, granted, a lot of them are naked, so they tend not to get dressed. So.
And you know what? I can't think of a better way to launch right into the. Duo give police bizarre stories after allegedly trying to burglarize vacant home.
Okay so far, aliens maybe is my prediction.
Oh, okay. He told police that he was just looking for a pregnant horse.
Sorry, I keep going.
Which was loose. She says she was just out looking for peat moss in order to decorate for a wedding and wasn't wearing any shoes or a shirt while doing so.
What did I say about people always being naked?
Always. And because all these articles somehow involve nudity, someone getting naked, someone randomly being naked, so now I start having these dreams. And I have this dream where I was in California, in San Francisco, which I've never been to, and I randomly went into somebody's house and took all my clothes off and just sat there and looked through their stuff and for hours. And then the woman who lived there, you know, comes up and was like, what are you doing here? And I put my clothes on. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I just had a really rough day. As if that explained.
That's your dream?
No, it gets better though. And then, so I said that and that somehow was like, oh, okay. You know, and then I was like, okay. You know, big relief, right? I didn't get charged. Nobody reported me. So then I broke into another house and did the same thing. So Kentucky, all right.
Why are people naked all the time?
It's a great question. According to the Whitley County Sheriff's Department, the two were allegedly trying to burglarize a vacant home in the Ruxhold community only a few hundred yards from where they lived.
Always brilliant to do that in your backyard.
Fuck yeah. All in all, it made for a busy late morning and early afternoon for members of the Whitley County Sheriff's Department, including Sheriff Colin? Is it Colin?
I will pronounce it Colin.
Okay. Colin.
But you know what? Honestly, Colin is even better.
Colin sounds good. Colin Harrell, who made the initial arrest himself. Deputies charged Eric Wayne Flowers, 42, and Candace Louise Dodd, 40, both of Young's Lane, Roxholds, with second-degree burglary. Flowers was also charged with being a fugitive from Georgia.
Oh, my God.
Dodd was also charged with possession of a defaced firearm. Both were lodged in the Whitley County Detention Center Friday afternoon. These articles are written really poorly because now they're going to tell you what happened, like, way down. So Harrell is credited... Discrediting the vigilance of neighbors with helping to catch the couple. Quote, they had called 911 and I headed that way, unquote, he said. I feel like the neighbors should be commended for watching the property. I feel like it is a good thing to do, unquote. It all started. This is halfway through the article. Look, it's not a fictional piece. You don't have to like Quentin Tarantino it. You know, exactly. just get to what happened. X started, then Y started. This is what we feel. This is what something. The comments, right? So it all started about 9:37 a.m. Friday when neighbors called 911 reporting a possible burglary and wire theft at a home off Kentucky 26 across from Ed Carr Road. No one had lived in the home for quite some time. Harold was the first officer to arrive at the scene about 9:52 a.m. and took Flowers into custody, who was outside near the residence. Is that proper grammar?
No.
Okay. He had apparently driven there of a four-wheeler, which was, this is how it's written, driven there of a four-wheeler, which was registered to Dodd. Deputy Jeff Anderson arrived a short time
Jeff
later.
Jeff Anderson, that's awesome.
What is, why? It sounds like
Jeff Anderson is one of the Kevin Smith actors.
Oh, great.
And, like, he's, awesome. Forgotten Randall, I think, is the character name. Anyway, sorry.
Perfect. No, that'd be great. About 10:10 a.m., vigilant neighbors began yelling at officers that a woman wearing a red hoodie bolted out the back door of the empty home, hopped a fence, and took off across a creek. She sawed out of there like a bullet, one witness told police. She's part deer, another witness exclaimed.
We are in Kentucky, so I'm giving them a bit of some leeway here.
I mean, you know they're being creative with their phrasing, but I wouldn't put it past somebody from Kentucky to actually think someone was part deer. They're like, I don't know how she moves so fast. She's part deer. Anderson gave chase but lost the woman after she jumped over the fence. Witnesses told police the woman looked like Dodd. Because I guess they live in the neighborhood. They're like, oh, it looked like that chick. Fuck. Anderson chief
deputy. That's my neighbor's girlfriend. I mean, really, okay, yeah, wait, that must have been her. I've seen her in that hoodie 100 times. Mowing the lawn. Came over to our house the other day for cake.
Anderson, Chief Deputy KY Fusion. I don't understand any of this. Wow. I know it's Kentucky, but it's just like, there's colon, there's KY.
Wow.
It's a great article. Lieutenant Bill Riley and Jerry Raines, who is with the Kentucky Division of Emergency Names. Yeah,
who are you? I'm Lieutenant Bill Riley, and I'm here with my deputy, Jerry Raines.
KY Fusion's joining us later for some special action.
We're here about the emergency management you were talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to search through your woods for about 2 hours.
You take off your pants.
So they searched the woods, all these guys, because you needed to know all their names. Because without it, the article would be just empty. It's like some people, deputies or whatever, search through the woods. I don't need to know their names. I'm not hanging out with them later.
2 hours?
I want to get to congratulate them in person. At the time of her arrest, Dodd was wearing pants and a jog bra, but no shoes or shirt.
Hmm. Alright.
During the search of the woods, Fusion found clothes before Dodd was apprehended, Harrell said. Oh, they found clothes. All right. And then they saw her. He said authorities believe she took the clothes off to conceal her identity. Which would have been fine. It's not a bad idea if you have other clothes to put on.
Yeah.
So you could be like, no, I wasn't. I mean, there's, because it's hard to explain why you're half naked in the woods. Quote, we
oh, this
feel
is the
pretty,
best part.
Quote, we feel pretty comfortable she was the one, unquote, who ran from the back of the residence, Harrell said. We are going to charge her with her. It was her four-wheeler at the scene. Dodd denied she was trying to break
your
into
truck? Yep.
Dodd denied she was trying to break into home and told police she was planning to have a wedding at her home and was gathering peat moss in the woods to decorate. Okay.
I'm leaving.
you're
just like, what? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if one thing, all right, so for some reason you're doing it half naked. I don't even want to address that. But the other thing is, you can check out any of this shit. So it's like, what if they're like, yeah, okay, let's half believe you. Why don't we go to your house and see if it's decorated for a wedding? Or if you're expecting anyone. Whose wedding is it? How are you related to them? I mean, any of these things would never go anywhere. While searching for Dodd, Harrell said authorities went to her residence at 51 Young's Lane and observed drug paraphernalia inside the home. That is no surprise. Detective Tim Baker then obtained a search warrant for the residence, which was executed about 1 p.m. Deputies found drug residue inside the home and a defaced pistol inside Dodd's bathroom or bedroom, Harrell said. K-9 officer Sean Jackson later searched the residence with his police dog, K-9. What?
I guess. Okay. Right on.
Harrell said Flowers is wanted in Georgia on a burglary charge and that Georgia authorities are in the process of obtaining extradition papers for Flowers, who has an extensive criminal history. Flowers told police he was looking for a pregnant horse. Quote, we've not seen a pregnant horse yet, unquote, Harrell said Friday morning. I hadn't heard that one before. Give him credit for creativity. Fucktards are very creative. That's what I've noticed. Kentucky State Police Trooper Stacy Walker also assisted at the scene. They need to give everyone credit. It's like a film or something. They want to make sure nobody feels left out. This is how this person assisted. The other thing is, why a pregnant horse as opposed to just a horse? Hey, I lost my horse. Do you have a horse? Maybe. Were these, or is it, if you're looking for pregnant horse, do they give you some leniency? Like if you're speeding
I think
and
so,
then
yeah.
you're okay.
I think there's some sort of leniency there because they're obviously crazy!
Okay, I see. All right. Well,
oh
that all
my
makes sense.
God! Here's the second story, which comes from, it looks like, I want to say Europe, but maybe
South
not.
Africa.
So this is South Africa?
Because it's in the title.
South Africa thief asks for job at house wearing owner's clothes.
How are you
yeah.
feeling so far?
I'm feeling, oh, it's okay. I'm all right.
Gonna be all right? Okay.
Cape Town. A thief in South Africa was caught red-handed when he knocked on the door of a house asking for work wearing the clothes that he had stolen earlier from the owners. When I opened the door, I was surprised. Because he was wearing our clothing. The owner, who did not want to be named, was quoted by the Times newspaper on Tuesday as saying, the man knocked on the front door in the house in East London in South Africa's Eastern Cape on Saturday to ask for gardening work wearing the owner's shoes, socks, belt, a pair of trousers, and one of his fiancée's blouse. Okay, normally when you wear a blouse,
yeah,
they don't really work with pants overly well.
Hmm.
Especially when a blouse normally has some sort of frilly kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
And
so you've got a problem based
on... steal clothes right.
You've got a problem based on the fashion of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right
that's,
away. I'm
that's
like,
your critical issue. Not
at
the
moment.
Okay.
Well, right
off the bat here, there is a man who is looking for work
uh-huh.
at the house where, I guess the very same day, he stole clothes from.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a number of items from them. So that is, would be my problem, but obviously fashion is probably more critical. Okay.
The resident who went to check his storeroom where items were being stored ahead of a move he saw had been looted. I cannot believe the audacity of this guy. I detained him after that and called the police, but they did not pitch after 45 minutes. The robber managed to get away, but was later nabbed by security guards, the report said. So basically... wow. You know, we should make this a video blog because I'm right now just, I just want to shake my head. I just want to absolutely show disdain for, wow, dudes.
Is there nobody else he can ask?
Apparently not, no.
He's like,
not.
I stole something, then he goes away, then he's like, fuck, I need work, I really shouldn't have stolen stuff from them. But this is the best outfit I own. I think I'll just wear this back.
This poor bastard. I think you should call Brennan Bradley. And hey, have you seen that pregnant horse I have here?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well.
These are they're mind-boggling. Let's start with the one that involved horses, peat moss, and
a gun. Well, this is a fantastic article from I guess the newsjournal.net, which I have no idea where exactly it's supposed to be from. It seems that a couple was caught breaking into a vacant house, and their excuses were that the guy was looking for a pregnant horse that was on the loose, and the girl was collecting peat moss for a wedding.
Yes.
And that is just a piece of magic right there. I mean, I have to say, I thought the story was going somewhere very different when they said police apprehended a man that said he was just looking for a pregnant horse. I thought, are we getting into bestiality territory? Is this a lover's quarrel? Yeah. Who knows? But it really only got better from there. Apparently, like, the neighbors saw these people running out of this house, and so they called the cops. But this is how they described the woman running out of the house. Two quotes. She shot out of there like a bullet, and the other person said, she's part deer.
I know, which is a great quote.
It's a fantastic quote, but it made me think maybe the guy wasn't lying after all. Maybe she's the pregnant livestock he was chasing.
Oh, my wife is a pregnant horse.
Right.
I would love him to actually have to say that when he gets to the jailhouse. Yeah, no, I was telling the truth. It's my nickname for her. I call her Pregnant Mare.
She was craving peat moss because you know how those pregnant women love their peat moss.
And they don't want to mess up their clothes when they're eating, so they usually take off their shirt.
Well, that's the thing. Every single person in this story strips naked. So I guess they are the worst ninjas in the world. Because not only did they get caught breaking in, not only did they really not steal anything, but they're also, they lost all their clothing in the woods.
Maybe they thought they were invisible, and the only thing keeping them from being, the only thing that was making them detectable was basically that they had clothes on. If they took off all their clothes, no one would know it was them.
Well, that was their claim. It says, authorities believe she took her clothes off to conceal her identity.
Yeah, I mean, my guess there was that she understood that they had seen a red hoodie, and she's like, well, if I just get rid of the red hoodie, we're all going to go.
Then I'm set.
Yeah.
So, but where the story takes a really cool turn is that they were also charged with possession of a defaced firearm, which, now, I don't collect peat moss on the weekends. I have to admit, I am not the budding forest, but I don't think you require a gun to do that.
Huh. That's interesting. It's a little bit different here. I've had a lot of altercations with peat moss. They are a lot less innocent than they look.
Oh.
You try to grab them, they will retaliate.
Let's see.
My problem is the defaced firearm. What does that mean? I mean, I know that they must have done something to it, but what?
I think technically that means that they scratched off the serial number.
Which is pointless when someone sees them carrying it.
Right, and it has your fingerprints all over it.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of kind of like near misses on this one. So I think these are some great contenders for your F-Tart of the Week. However, I may have to hear your thoughts on the second story.
I got a lot of problems with this guy. My main problem is that these people never would have figured out that they had been robbed if this guy hadn't shown up in their clothes.
Right.
They didn't know until they saw him and thought, these look like our clothes. Where are our clothes, actually?
I guess my concern with that is if you see someone walking around town with a dress that you own, do you immediately assume they stole that dress from you? Or are you like, oh, look, they have that dress too?
I
would not have jumped there.
But he showed up at their door looking for work.
Right.
It's that he had, like, numerous items. He had something the woman owned.
Oh, yeah, he had the blouse on from the woman. He literally showed up asking for gardening work wearing owner's shoes, socks, belt, a pair of trousers, and one of his fiancée's blouses.
At which point, if there was only one item, you might be like, oh, those look like my shoes.
I'm sure
someone else bought a pair of Doc Martens. But if you see your fiancée's blouse, which I don't know how well that works for gardening, but I would just assume, like, I'm thinking of a very feminine blouse.
Oh, yeah. Like with ruffles on the collar?
Exactly. Yeah. Like the Seinfeld pirate shirt is what I'm seeing.
Right. Well, and as we've already discussed, peat moss is nothing to mess around with. You got to wear some real overalls and a leather jacket when you're going to go out there.
You can't
be showing up in no blouse or a dress. I guess my thing with this guy is maybe he misunderstood how employment works. Maybe he was acting on the bartering system. Like, hey, I'm going to steal your clothing, and you're going to feed me, and in exchange, I will do some gardening work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and maybe it was one of those payment in advance kind of things. You know,
exactly.
He did an advance. I don't have the clothes for gardening. I'll take your clothes, and then once I start working for you, then we could take that off my salary.
It's getting clothes on layaway, essentially.
Genius, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess this is a whole new take on the job application, because I personally would love to just go ahead and steal my prospective boss's car, let's say, or their house.
Their wife.
You know, their wife, any of their nicer items. I think I should get to have that and try it out for a couple hours before I even interview to decide if that's the kind of lifestyle that I want to be a part of.
Very progressive.
Now, what do you think of this guy?
Well, I think he's extremely bright. If he's looking for work,
right?
Are they the only two people in this town?
Well, this is what's interesting. Did you see the picture that they posted in the article?
It looks like a beach.
It's a beach, and there's nothing to be seen for miles. So there's a chance that this guy, I guess, swam ashore or washed up, and this was the nearest thing within miles. Maybe he's a pirate. I mean, he's pillaging and looting.
So how do you feel?
Well, here's the thing. I think that both people clearly get the naked award. So I can't really weigh in on, like, well, they got to be naked, so they win.
Yeah, good point.
But again, I now know why I have not been published in the newspaper, is that clearly I'm wearing far too many clothes. So that's just a personal thing that I'm going to take away from the show that I need to work on in my life.
I think you're doing pretty well career-wise, but I think you could take it to the next level by just being naked randomly.
Or, you know, my next audition. I mean, clearly, if I'm asking for a job, I need to either be naked or wearing their clothes.
I mean, that's
the only way to do it.
I read a terrible erotic story on this show way back when, which had Jennifer Lopez, and she's at an audition, and they're like, yeah, we don't know if you're right for the role, so she starts taking her clothes off and masturbating. They're like, no, you have to leave. I don't know if it'll work out for you based on an erotic story that I've read, but maybe those things aren't accurate.
Is that something she actually did, or is that this guy's erotic like fantasy of her?
This guy's erotic fantasy.
Oh, gosh, I was so excited that you were unveiling some piece of her history that we didn't know.
Yeah, I'm the pinnacle of gossip over here in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Nice.
Got the insider scoop.
Well, here's the thing. The first couple, as wonderful and charming as they are looking for pregnant horses and peat moss, they got caught by, they were apprehended by, you know, the police. And to that, I give them credit. Because they were running and they were caught. They did small things like leaving behind their four-wheeler at the scene of the crime, which is not the brightest move. Typically, you flee in the getaway vehicle. You don't leave the getaway vehicle behind. But I have to say, if you look into the second article about the South African thief who dresses up in the owner's clothes, it says that police did not come right away, and so the owner of the house detained him for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Now, either this guy is a badass, or this thief is definitely winning the F-tard of the week. Because I have to say, once you've broken in, put on someone else's clothes, and then gone in for a job interview with them, if you can't get away in 45 minutes, there's something deeply wrong with you.
Maybe he didn't physically detain him. Maybe he just asked him interview questions. Would you really be a good gardener?
Well, they don't go into how he detained him.
I detained him after that and called the police, but they did not pitch after 45 minutes, so they didn't show up.
So the police never came. Oh, all right. So really, I think the fuck start of the week goes to the police.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, we are totally open to that option.
That's not cool.
Did they think he was just high?
How does that 911 call go? Do you want to try that, Monica?
Oh, yes, please.
I'll be the guy calling and you can be the 911 operator.
Okay. Hello, 911.
Yes. Hi, there's a man who is in my house interviewing for a job.
Does he have a gun?
No weapon at all. He's wearing my clothes.
I'm sorry?
He's in my living room right now. My wife is talking to him. He's wearing our clothes.
Has he taken the clothes off you?
No, I still have my clothes on, but he has my clothes on his body.
What exactly is the problem, sir?
This man, he's interviewing for a job at my house. He wants to be my gardener, but he's taken my clothes.
Sir, I'm going to ask you to put the bong down.
He's wearing my wife's blouse.
What brand?
It's J. Crew. Don't tell her that. I ripped the tag out. But that's not important. What's important here is that he has stolen our clothes, and I need you to come apprehend him immediately.
All right. I'll send someone over.
You will?
I got some idiot on the phone calling about someone wearing his clothes and his wife's clothes, and he didn't care about her enough to buy her a nice shirt from some other place other than JCPenney or something. We'll be right there, sir.
Son of a bitch. But yeah, I mean, I don't know how they would have taken that call seriously. But apparently security guards nabbed them later, which I want to know, was he wearing the clothes still, or had he changed into security guard uniforms at that point?
I'm one of you now!
I think I'm going to have to go for the police for not showing up. I mean, because you're asking me to choose between a pregnant horse, a woman who is part deer, a cross-dressing gardener.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's why we don't decide these things. We have to leave it to you. I mean, how are we going to possibly come up with an answer to this?
Right. Well, so I blame the police.
Tell our audience what you do, like, just in case they don't know.
I do a lot of acting and writing and directing and producing on the internet and off of the internet. Most recently, if you have seen the Guild music video, I'm the cool one now. I am the jerk bully that bullies Felicia Day, and at the end is playing Rock Band with all the other bullies.
I watched it. You're adorable, and the video's really fun.
It's a great video. I'm excited. You know, I met all those guys doing Legend of Neil, you know, Felicia and Sandeep and everybody, and they've just been so inviting and so welcoming as they've continued all their little side projects. And, you know, it's one of those web things where everybody knows about the guild, so it's always fun to get to be a part of something that people are actually watching and interacting with. I have a series called Squatters, which is squattersandseries.com, which is my baby. And I also have a podcast that I do every night or every Wednesday night at Universal Studios called The Squatcast, which is also on the Squatters website.
A teacher was fired for giving extremely morbid, traumatizing math problems to D.C. third graders.
A Washington, D.C. teacher who sent home violent, morbid, and traumatizing math problems to third graders from Center City Public Charter School's Trinidad campus has been fired. WUSA-TV reports. Two of the problems courtesy of the station. Number two. My three friends and I were caught and tied up by 1,023 screaming cannibals in a jungle last night. Soon we were feeling terribly itchy because of the mosquitoes. We begged the cannibals to scratch us. 219 cannibals refused because they were busy cutting vegetables. The rest of them, however, surrounded us in equal numbers and began to scratch us with their teeth, just like dogs. It felt good. Oh, okay. That's less traumatizing. How many cannibals scratched me? I thought this was going to be like they ripped me apart.
This question here, though, is actually, because there's something wrong here.
All right.
Sorry, okay, I missed the part in equal numbers. Okay, never mind, forget it, ignore me.
Okay, but I have a question for you. How incompetent are these cannibals that it takes 103 of them to tie, or 123 of them to tie up three people?
It's a fetish thing.
Yeah, but there's no meat left. I mean, they're cannibals.
Well, perhaps they, it's a sort of a special thing. They've already eaten.
And all they want is just like a fingernail, a tip of a nose, whatever they can.
A little
fine.
Bit tonight, guys, so... Oh, look at those four guys over there. Let's go get them.
Okay. Okay, a palate cleanser.
They are the appetizer.
Okay. The next one is John's father gave him
$1,359.
Okay. Marbles on his birthday. John swallowed 585 marbles and died. Nine of John's friends came to his funeral the next day. John's grieving father gave the remaining marbles to John's friends in equal numbers. How many marbles did each get? Okay.
Now here's the problem with this story. You will never, ever get a funeral parlor that fast. The funeral never happens the day after. Somebody dies, it's like a week later. You will never get it the next day.
Also,
they're just too busy.
Won't marbles be something that he's, like, broken up about? Like, he's not like, oh, my son swallowed a whole bunch of marbles. Here are the things that he's, you know, these are the ones that he didn't swallow. Let's give them out to his friends.
Good Lord. You know what this person is so far? So far, she's a creative writer that's in the wrong...
Really wrong profession. Totally exactly. Should be doing writing Groupon ads, but
yeah,
really...
I'm waiting for her to, you know, 60 people had sex, 30 people got AIDS. How many died?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
All that.
Others included storylines about baking humans in ovens... and a child waking up screaming after thousands of fire ants made a nest in the subject's brain. Shane's like, he's got his head down now. He's like, I can't. Oh my God. Quote, I was absolutely distressed, unquote. Center City PCS CEO Beverly Wheeler told WUSA. It doesn't follow anything we do. We are about character excellence and service, and I found them to be violent and racist. Wheeler later said the unnamed teacher downloaded the assignment off homeschoolingparadise.com. Website instead of using the materials provided for the school for the 20 required homework problems. The CEO also added the teacher used, quote, bad judgment, unquote. Another understatement. The teacher eventually resigned. Scroll to read all of the math problems. Okay, wait, before we do, can we brainstorm?
Let's
make up some math problems. I had one in mind. You and your friends are walking through a dark alley. 12 Hispanic men descend on you and gang rape your friend. But there are 3 more men gang raping your friend than you. How many men are gang raping you?
That's a very good question. Let's see. So
I don't know if I even gave the original number. I think there was 12.
Gang rape, multiply that by the, or divide that by the length of the penis.
Yes, exactly.
I think 72.
Okay. This is almost as good as the math problems we came up with for the guy that beat the cat over his online exam.
Right,
No. Okay. That's kind of sad.
I read this one, yeah.
My brother and sister kept 263 trolls in a huge cage in our backyard. Do you think they were like internet trolls? Because I'd be fine with that. So yeah, then this is not even that bad. I would be happy about that. They went into the jungle yesterday and caught more trolls. When they came back home, they brought back 8 sacks and 7 boxes. There were 8 crying trolls in each sack. I don't think that was necessary. The trolls could have liked it. I don't know why you have to mention that and make everyone feel bad. And there are 8 crying trolls in each sack and 7 shrieking trolls in each box. They threw the trolls into the cage with the other trolls. How many trolls are in the cage now? I don't know. How many are weeping and pleading for their life? Okay, next. Yeah. Tilda Tiger had many hungry children to feed on Thanksgiving Day. She caught 169 Africans. Fucking God! Okay. 526 Americans and 196 Indians. She then put the people equally into 9 enormous ovens to bake. Which one was more spicy? That's the question. Oh, how many desperate people were in each oven? Fucking God!
Wow.
Okay, and is that pretty much it?
That's pretty much it.
Rant.
I fucking hate them. They carry, like, the West Nile virus. Maybe even AIDS. I just wish they'd just die.
The sultry music you hear in the background is Mark Terry 2 and JC Jope of Radnick. So, this was episode...
47!
47, which means we only have two and a bit till episode...
50.
There.
Yes, and hopefully we can get my special guest to commit, and that would be so freaking awesome. So,
and you know what's interesting?
What's that?
Is that episode 50 is almost exactly 1 year since we started.
Woo! Okay, well, thank you so for now that we've, like, congratulated ourselves. Oh, yes. So episode 50, good on you. Thank you so much for listening. We're at rantmehard.com, so go there for show notes, past shows, more information, and fucktard voting, also on iTunes.
They should subscribe and rate us highly.
You can also find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/snmrants, on Twitter @rantmehard, and my email is monica@rantmehard.com. Feel free to give me any feedback on the show, whether it's audio or content related. If you have things that you think would be great on the show, do send them to me. We're also on Skype. No one's ever left a voicemail, but there's a first time for everything now that we're going into almost a year of recording.
I'll call it right
now. So, Rant Me Hard. Oh, my site, yourdoseoflunacy.com. That's where you can find more information about
ShanesWorld.ca is my blog.
And we're both on Twitter.
We're all on Twitters.
So at Shane B is Shane, at Shane B-E-E, and
that's
I'm
right.
At Monica Homburg, MonicaHamburg. Thank you so very much for listening. We love you. Die!